This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Chase Park Plaza Cinema in St. Louis is a pretty ordinary five-screen theater in most respects, but it offers a nightly echo of the past with the music of its house organist, Jerry Marion. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, Marion is preserving a fading tradition, and this weekend he gets his turn in the spotlight.
On a Thursday night at the Chase Park Plaza Cinema, folks are lining up to buy movie tickets, soda, candy. Under the sound of popcorn popping, you can hear something else too. Live organ music leaking through the door of Theater 3.
Jerry Marion here. I'm the organist. Been here going on 20 years. It's something part of my life. I just love doing.
Before most evening screenings, the bright-eyed 70-year-old sits by the screen and plays his electric con organ for about 20 minutes. It's a throwback to decades past, when pre-show organists were a regular attraction at grand old movie palaces like the Fox Theater. That's where Marion fell in love with this world. It was 1961, he was 11 years old, and his dad took him to a Saturday matinee. The movie was good, but the organist made the bigger impression.
That was it. I knew right then and there that that was my vocation. I told my dad that someday I would love to play just exactly like Stan, which I did.
Stan was the late Stan Kahn, longtime organist at the Fox and all-around media personality. Kahn was a frequent guest on The Tonight Show.
Would you welcome from St. Louis, Mr. Stan Kahn. Stan?
Where he showed Johnny Carson how to work his collection of old manual vacuum cleaners.
This is a two-man operation. Now, in order to make this work...
You want me to pump?
Yeah, you must get a hold of the handle.
All right.
Kahn's showmanship inspired Marion, who later interned under him at the Fox and sometimes filled in at the organ for his mentor. Kahn also taught him the ins and outs of scoring a silent movie on the organ. There are rules which have been handed down from one theater organist to another.
By music, he was speaking to the crowd. Different scenes meant different emotions in the music, but it had to been something original. Nothing kind of, I'll play something like the William Tell Overture. You cannot do that. You have to be original. That's how I was taught.
Marion will put his training to work this weekend when he'll perform his original score to the 1925 silent classic, The Phantom of the Opera. On a recent morning, he sat in an otherwise empty theater rehearsing as the film played. It's near the end, and the mysterious phantom is in the catacombs beneath the Paris Opera House. A mob of angry men is running around, trying to find him.
Trying to get out of this cave. Here's the phantom.
The melodramatic story wraps up, and Marion plays to the end of the credits.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Oh, it is. It is. And it just adds so much more to the whole thing.
Well, you look delighted to be doing this.
Oh, I am the very delightful.
Well, you're delightful too, but you look delighted.
I am. That I am.
On a typical evening at the Chase, when he's not scoring a full movie, Marion finishes his pre-show performance and then helps out in the lobby, stepping in to tear tickets or sweep up spilled popcorn.
This evening you'll be in theater too.
Thank you.
Angelina Jolie.
He offers departing audience members candy on a silver tray. He's a throwback, and he knows it. And as much as he enjoys his job, he is serious about preserving a vanishing art form.
Stan gave me the baton to carry the tradition on for another few more generations. We want to keep it going.
After The Phantom, Marion will take the spotlight again in December, playing along to the 1923 film A Christmas Carol. And he'll continue playing pre-show sets before the feature most nights as an orchestra of one. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can find more of our arts and culture coverage at stlpublicradio.org.